Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle interest is still in the concept phase at this point of the week, with increased show list levels today and yesterday being no surprise after weeks of light buying by packers, which are struggling to keep the packing speed at the current levels. The concern that additional packing plants may either have reduced processing levels or have to close due to COVID-19 will continue to be the main concern over the near future. Now, yesterday's surge higher in wholesale beef values posted gains of about $20 in choice and select markets. The widening spread between cash and wholesale prices remains extremely concerning, but the focus on higher beef values has sparked underlying support to develop in futures trade early in the week. Now, the hog futures surged higher yesterday, hitting limit gains of about $3.75. The new trading limits are still taking some getting used to, but with expanded limits available and prices to move $5.50 through the Tuesday session, limit gains make the adjustment much easier to adjust to the changes of the limit losses. Firmer wheat prices at all three exchanges of Kansas City wheat tries to close higher for the first time in six sessions. Minneapolis wheat didn't lead floor losses yesterday, but the weakness felt the strongest as the May contract pushed back under $5 a bushel. Spring wheat is flying in the ground in the Northern Plains, with anecdotal reports producers are switching acreage from corn to wheat. Firmer corn prices overnight as futures attempt to stabilize following the ugly performance yesterday. Expectations for a solid planting progress number, along with mostly beneficial weather in the Western Corn Belt the next 7 days, seem to weigh early. Planting conditions will not be as favorable as the Eastern Corn Belt, although until the calendar reads May 15th, it's difficult to get too spooked about rain in April. The soy complex firmer across the board after shaking early losses at the overnight open. Downtrend remains in place on soybeans from all applicable timescales. We're going to check your futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, June 18th through the 20th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call us show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, on the futures, June live cattle up 142 yesterday, 84.05, August up 150, 90.40, May feeder cattle up 70 cents, 118.15, August up 87 cents, 127.27, May hogs up 375, 56.27. Kansas City wheat, May was down 4.25, 470.5. July down 3.75, 479.5. Chicago wheat, May down 5.75, 521. July down 5.75 at 524.75. May corn down 10.25, 305.5. July down 9.75 at 313.25. May soybeans down 3.25, 829. July down 3 cents at 836.5. May soybeans down $1.53.93, and July was down 62 cents, 55.01. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.